Manuscript Releases, Volume 11, Numbers 851 to 920. M.R. Number 893. Christ Our Example in Soul Winning. No teacher ever placed such signal honor upon man as did our Lord Jesus Christ. He was known as the friend of publicans and sinners. He mingled with all classes and sowed the world with truth. In the marketplace and in the synagogue, he proclaimed his message. He relieved every species of suffering, both physical and spiritual. Beside all waters, he sowed the seeds of truth. His one desire was that all might have spiritual and physical soundness. He was the friend of every human being. Was he not pledged to bring life and light to all who would receive him? Was he not pledged to give them power to become the sons of God? He gave himself wholly and entirely to the work of soul saving. Selfishness he sternly rebuked, sparing not even his disciples. All ye are brethren, he would say to anyone seeking the highest place. Those who were unjust and unfair in their dealings writhed under his parables. He shielded no one, however high his position, who had been guilty of hypocrisy or fraud. To save a fallen race, Christ gave himself to a death of shame and humiliation. Since human beings are of such value, let us take heed how we speak of one another. Those who would enjoy the approbation of the great head of the church must treat their fellow beings as Christ would treat them, were he in their place. In their dealings with one another, they must reveal the love that Christ revealed for them when they were at enmity with God. The command is upon every soul who receives Christ to show to the world that Christ has given them power to become the sons of God, power to love one another as he has loved them. The material included in manuscript release number 290 appears at this point. It is faith and prayer that cast out evil spirits. We may ask Christ, with full assurance of faith, for enlarged capacity for service, for increased power to help souls. But let us remember constantly that it is through the Holy Spirit that we receive power and efficiency. He who makes advancement in the school of Christ in this lower life will at last pass through the pearly gates of the city of God to enter the higher school, there to receive instruction from the divine teacher. White Estate, Washington, D.C., November 12th, 1981.